Guitarist Mark Rebo is the kind of player who never met a music genre he didn't like.
Musician David Was has this take on new work from musician Mark Rebo.
He is mercurial in the best possible sense, impossible to categorize neatly, and unwilling to admit he's either a jazz musician or anything else. With characteristic lack of pretension, he has said of his music, "I like stuff that rocks the house, and if it's original, then great. What I don't like to hear is ambition." By ambition, Rebo means technical facility for its own sake, that is, the most notes per bar line wins the trophy. On Rebo's new album, Party Intellectuals, with his trio Ceramic Dog, he plays with his usual deceptive casualness, substituting a postmodern wit and elliptical phrasing for the jam band virtues of riffing till the audience drops from exhaustion. One expects this recording to be nothing less than a meditation on modern music. After all, it's from an artist whose work is closely aligned with the downtown Manhattan experimentalism of the 1980s. Rebo was house guitar man for the movement centered around the New York club, The Knitting Factory. He played with the likes of John Zorn and the Lounge Lizards before joining Tom Waits on albums like Frank's Wild Years and Rain Dogs. The Waits aesthetic has infected Rebo's Ceramic Dog project in a good way. His song, For Malena, feels like a cross between Latin American cumbia dance music and a sea shanty. And it has a lyrical sensibility that may owe its roots to Rebo's stint backing beat poet Allen Ginsberg. His humble vocals are those of a guitarist, but his lyrics show flashes of brilliance. I like the rhyme, sweeps up all last night's confetti, and he gets her breakfast ready for Malena.
Wakes up early in the morning, clears the bottle from the table, sweeps up all last night's confetti, and he gets breakfast ready for Malena.
But no one track on Party Intellectuals prepares you for what may come in its wake. On the song Todo el Mundo es Kitsch, vocalist Janice Cruz plays Astrid Gilberto to Rebo's ennui-drenched playboy. It's a lounge music send-up that begs for a pitcher of martinis as accompaniment. And just when you thought you had him pegged, he does a funk-punk workout of the Doors' first single, Break On Through to the Other Side. It is pure anarchic noise and unbridled rhythm, and proof positive that Mark Rebo sees no borders between genres, only opportunities to surprise and entertain.
Our reviewer is David Was. The album is called Party Intellectuals from Mark Rebo's band Ceramic Dog.